Task 3. You have designed a poster to promote the talk about healthy eating for the Open Day. Your teacher is commenting on it. Mark the changes on the poster below.
Mr. Chan, here's the poster I've designed. Could you take a look at it?
Sure, let me see.
Please tell me how I can improve it.
The design is nice, but I'd like you to make some changes to the content.
No problem.
First of all, the heading is not clear enough. I think you should write, Talk on Healthy Eating.
That means I have to add, on healthy eating, after the word talk.
That's right. It's important that people know the topic of the talk.
I agree.
The slogan, Eat Healthy, Stay Young, is simple and easy to remember. But I think it would be even better if we use rhyming words at the end of the lines. How about changing the word young to happy in the second line?
The slogan becomes, Eat Healthy, Stay Happy. That sounds great.
Yes, rhyming words have a more lasting power. Okay, and for the purpose, I would like you to add habits after healthy eating.
To promote healthy eating habits. Got it.
I forgot to tell you that the talk will take place in the home economics room instead of the hall, since the speaker says that the home economics room has all the cooking utensils and tools.
I want to go to that talk too.
I know our activities are attractive, but you will be on duty. Please note that the talk will last for 1 hour and 15 minutes instead of 2 hours.
Will that be enough time? She needs to demonstrate how to prepare one whole dish.
It should be enough, since the dish is a simple one.
Okay, so 1 hour and 15 minutes it is.
Next, I want you to specify where people can reserve seats for the talk.
Do you mean that I should include the website on the poster?
Yes. You should write down our school website under the heading Application. So it reads, Apply online at www.wcss.edu.hk.
Got it.
Oops, there's a spelling mistake. The name of the doctor should be Chan Mei K, not Chan Mi K. That's Mei, not me.
Sorry, Mr. Chan.
That's okay. Jennifer, why have you included she likes swimming during her leisure time at the end of the speaker's introduction?
I want to show people that she leads a healthy life, which matches the topic of the talk.
But I think the focus of the talk is on healthy eating, not healthy living.
You've got a point. I'll delete it.
Ah, almost forgot. The speaker called me yesterday and asked me if we could put the talk before she shows us how to prepare the dish.
So I should change before the talk to after the talk.
And for the gifts to participants, the first one should be handbook instead of notebook, right?
Right. So I need to change notebook to handbook. Anything else?
Recipes can be made more specific. How about low-fat recipes?
Sounds good. Is low-fat one word?
Yes, with a hyphen between low and fat. One last thing. I would like you to put the words, don't miss it, with an exclamation mark in the space at the bottom right-hand corner. Then put an oval around it.
Don't miss it! Exclamation mark, then an oval. Done.
That's all the changes.
Phew! I'm glad it's finished.
This is the end of task 3.